From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In France, demonstrators filled the streets again today, calling for an end to a hotly disputed youth employment law. 5 weeks of protests and strikes against the measure have plunged the French government into its deepest crisis in years. Attempts by French President Jacques Chirac to compromise on the law and calm the situation have only seemed to make matters worse, as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Thousands of people, including students and members of the powerful French unions, took to the streets of Paris under sunny spring skies on Tuesday. They joined hundreds of thousands of others across the country in demanding that the government withdraw its new youth employment law. 22-year-old math student Jocelyn Dupont says there are millions on the streets and the government is just not listening.
Honestly, they take us for idiots. Chirac just adjusted two little provisions in the measure to try and calm everyone down before school vacations, and he thinks that's going to solve the real problems.
The real problems, say the demonstrators, are throwaway jobs and insecurity caused by globalization and fat cat companies unwilling to invest their profits in creating stable jobs. Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin says his employment law was intended to give companies more flexibility and stimulate hiring of the nearly one in four French youths who are out of a job. But in his haste to conquer unemployment, Villepin pushed the measure through without the usual parliamentary debate and consultation with the unions. Social economist Jacques Marseille.
People are not against reforming the labor market, but they are against a reform that was badly prepared, badly presented, and badly sold. Villepin has never been elected, so he doesn't know what it means to explain ideas to the people. His logic is, I'm right, so I'm going full steam ahead. Well, in this country, it doesn't work that way.
On national television Friday, Chirac said he would sign the law, but in a concession to opponents, said he would modify certain aspects of it. It was an effort to save his prime minister and mollify the opposition. He failed on both counts. Students and unions are still demanding that the law be revoked, and Villepin has been diminished and sidelined. Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy, Villepin's main rival to succeed Chirac as the next French president, is now charged with sorting out the mess. The fury of the streets is being matched by the political intrigue. Parliamentarian François Bayrou says President Chirac has made a bad situation worse.
How can you say in the same sentence that you're promulgating a law, but not yet letting it take effect? That's a complete contradiction. And such incoherence, given the current crisis, is dangerous. My fear is that this is no longer a social crisis, but a political crisis, and even a crisis of regimes.
Many analysts are saying it is just a matter of time before the more pragmatic Sarkozy makes a compromise deal with the unions and emerges as the hero of the hour. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Villepin's approval ratings continue to fall. They're nearly as low as those of his boss, President Jacques Chirac. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.